Welcome to At the Organ.
Hello, I'm Jim Logue. The Church Music Association of America is holding its annual summer colloquium next month in St. Louis, Missouri. Dr. Horst Buchholz is organist and director of music at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis and is also vice president of the association, a position he has held for almost 10 years. This year's colloquium will be their 26th. The six-day gathering begins Monday, June 20th. There are a number of events open to the public, including the final recital on Friday evening performed by Dr. Jörg Abing from Saarbrücken, Germany. If you can't make it to St. Louis, that concert will be broadcast live on organlive.com. Dr. Horst Buchholz tells us about the Church Music Association of America and the 2016 colloquium, and tells us about how the organization came into existence after the Second Vatican Council.
Yeah, the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s really was a gathering of all the Catholic bishops from the world in the Vatican that wanted a reform of the Church, and one of them was a reform of the liturgy. Well, the Mass prior to Vatican II had been all in Latin. The Council now permitted the Mass to be celebrated in the vernacular, in the language of the people. Now, that has been taken so far that in many places around the world, there was no more Latin present at all. I mean, that's not really what the Council said. It permitted the Mass in the vernacular, but it also said that the Latin language is to be kept somewhere in the liturgy. One of the problems was that suddenly everywhere there had to be a lot of new music had to be written. And then, of course, a lot of the music written quickly is not necessarily of the highest quality. The Church Music Association of America started after the Second Vatican Council, and it really wanted to implement the letters of the Council as far as the quality and preservation of sacred music is concerned. So there were two organizations prior to that, the St. Cecilia Guild and the St. Gregory Guild, and they merged into the Church Music Association of America after Vatican II. And they really try to improve sacred music on a broader level in parishes. I mean, while most of the members and most of the attendees of the conferences are Catholic, it's open to anybody, and we do have a number of people from other denominations attending as well. Yeah, the Church Music Association of America is largely run by volunteers. We have a wonderful board of directors, and then we have one staff member, literally, one person, Janet Gorbitz, who does a miraculous job of keeping these things all under control and keeping things together. But it is really very much based on volunteer work. One of the things that they have done is publish a quarterly journal, a scholarly journal, Sacred Music, that is available online, as well as through subscription you get a hard copy of that. And there are a lot of articles about liturgy, liturgical music, different styles of sacred music, analyzing special works, composers, talking about organ music and so on. And then the other thing is a summer conference that is called the Colloquium. And that used to be at Christendom College in Virginia. Then for a number of years it was at the Catholic University of America. And then it has moved around every year or every other year. We move to a different location. We've been at Loyola University in Chicago. We've been at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. We've been at the Cathedral in Salt Lake City. We've been in Indianapolis. And so this year it's happens to be in St. Louis. It is a week long. It starts on Monday evening, that is the 20th of June, and ends on Saturday at noon, the 25th. And one of the important points of every day's schedule is that there is a Mass celebrated. And these Masses are open to the public. We have a Mass on Tuesday, which is the first full day, which is going to be at St. John the Apostle, which is also the pro-cathedral. It served as a pro-cathedral for the Archdiocese of St. Louis for a long time. And then one Mass on Friday the 24th of the Feast of St. John the Baptist, which is going to be at the Cathedral Basilica here in the Central West End. And then the other Masses are all going to be held at the Shrine of St. Joseph. So the daily Masses are very interesting. It ranges from a Mass that's all in English with a Mass where there are some Latin to Masses which are mostly in Latin, but of course the readings are in English, to an all-Latin Mass. And then usually one Mass is also in the old rite for people who have never experienced that. I mean, there are not too many parishes where you can see that. But for someone who has never heard that and seen that, it somehow makes sense to hear some of the music that was written for that rite in that context. To see, aha, that's why the Holy Holy is that long, because it had to fill in for a lot of silent prayer that the priest continued doing that. So, and all those liturgies are open to the public. We usually have three keynote speakers, and this year one of our guest speakers is Bishop Conley from Lincoln, Nebraska. He's also going to celebrate the Mass here at the Cathedral Basilica on the 24th and will give one of the keynote addresses to the conference. Another keynote speaker is always our own president, Dr. Mart. And then a third keynote speaker is a young priest here from St. Louis, who's a brilliant lecturer, Father Jason Schumer. He's just finishing his doctorate in Rome. He's going to give a keynote address too. And other than those keynote lectures, we also have many breakout sessions, some on chant, some on how to establish a choir program. We've had programs for children's choirs. We have always breakout sessions for organists. There's some master classes as part of the weekly schedule. We have one organ recital that's open to the public also. It's going to be on Friday the 24th in the evening at 8 o'clock here at the Cathedral Basilica. One of the things that is kind of special this year is actually the opening concert, which is going to be a choral program by our very own pro arte St. Louis here. They're going to sing at the public library. And this is a concert that's not just for the conference participants, but again, free and open to the public. That's on Monday the 20th at 7:30 p.m. And since it's in the library, we're going to present an interesting mixture of sacred and secular music as well. Then, and definitely the organ recital here at the cathedral, which is also free and open to the public on the 24th at 8 p.m. And the breakout sessions, I think you can attend these master classes and just listen to people playing there. we usually have between 200 and 250. So it's an overseeable group. But one of the key things for the conference is that everybody is supposed to be in a choir and a chant group. So we have usually four or five choirs, and they sing as part of the daily mass. We have several faculty conductors, yours truly being one of them, who conduct pieces on every mass. And then we have chant scholars depending on ability. Some people who have never sung Gregorian chant can't even read the four-line notation. So there's a group for beginners, there's a group for intermediate, like a refresher's course, and then there's an advanced group for Gregorian chant as well. One of the choirs that is going to sing here at the Basilica on the 24th is going to sing Palestrina's Mass Pape Marcelli. And to hear those great choral masterpieces in the liturgical context, which were they originally written for, I think that is really a great experience. And then actually the closing mass at the Shrine of St. Joseph, my choir is going to sing Mozart's Spatzenmesse, the Sparrow Mass, K-222, with members of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Every day there's a pretty rigorous schedule, and sometimes you wonder, okay, now who's going to show up? We know there are always some very fine singers, but some of them are just average church music aficionados who don't have that much choral experience necessarily, and sometimes the music is challenging for the singers, but it always seems to work out fairly well. We have an interesting mixture of people. I mean, there are certainly a couple of people that come because of one particular thing. And we have a good number of organists that love to go to these organ programs. And I think they usually come home with some information and something that they've learned and that would benefit their own playing, if they're organists. When we have some wonderful organists on our faculty, who are also CMA members and attend the colloquium regularly. One of them is Jonathan Ryan, and then Paul Weber has been with us. Anne Lebowski from Pittsburgh comes almost to every conference. So they have master classes where organists can play, and they have also like more like lecture demonstrations on hymn playing, on service playing, and those kind of things as well. there are usually breakout sessions also for choral conductors and how to do vocal warm-ups and the entire schedule is actually available online if you go to musicasacra.com and then look for the Colloquium 2016. Yeah, go on the website. I think even if you go on YouTube and put in Colloquium, you will have a lot of people who have used their little cell phones in the past and recorded things from masses in Pittsburgh. I think in the last, I would say probably 20 years or so, there's a little bit of what some people call a reform of the reform, where people say, okay, what did the council really say in terms of musical quality? And one of the things was that choirs should be developed and preserved. And it calls, for instance, the musical heritage of the Catholic Church, which is centuries old and it goes back to the Middle Ages and Gregorian chant, a quote treasure of inestimable value unquote that should be preserved in the liturgy. So that's one of the starting points of the Church Music Association of America, to really preserve this musical heritage.
That was Dr. Horst Buchholz, Vice President of the Church Music Association of America. The 2016 colloquium takes place in St. Louis, Missouri, starting June 20th. Early registration has been moved back to May 15th, after which registration rates will go up. A complete schedule of the colloquium with speakers, faculty, breakout classes, and repertoire is available on the association's website, musicasacra.com. We'll have links on our website, attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue, and I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. Our thanks today to Dr. Horst Buchholz for talking about the Church Music Association of America. This episode was produced and edited by Brent Johnson. You can subscribe to At the Organ on iTunes, where you can rate our show and help our listeners find us. Also, be sure to visit us on Facebook and on Twitter, and feel free to contact us with your thoughts and feedback. Our email is info@attheorgan.com. Thank you for listening.